Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Oklahoma Perspective. Robocalls to our cell phones have gotten out of control. Several states are taking action to curtail the problem. Recently, KRMG's Russell Mills talked with Oklahoma's Deputy Attorney General Dara Derryberry about the steps being taken to stop robocalls.
This is a news story. It's hard for me to be completely objective on because I just don't see the other side. I'm sure there's probably some entrepreneurs out there in the world who disagree, but robocalls are the bane of my existence. I get them sometimes two, sometimes six or eight a day in the newsroom. And Attorney General Mike Hunter has joined with several other states to try and do something about all that. Can you explain what we're trying to do?
Yes, and you are certainly not alone in your frustration with these calls. At a minimum, they are obviously disruptive and frustrating to folks on a daily basis. But really, worst case scenario, they result in scams and fraud to many of our consumers in the state, particularly those of our senior community. Our office last year received over 4,000 phone calls regarding phone scams, and that was more than half of all the calls the unit received. It's estimated that the number of illegal robocalls received last year in the United States reached nearly 48 billion. So you can sure see that this is a large problem, and unfortunately it has just continued to grow at a rapid rate. So the letter that you mentioned that Attorney General Hunter, as well as 48 other attorneys general, I believe the number was 53 of states and territories, yep, signed this letter to show their support for what is known as the Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act. It's referred to by its acronym, the TRACED Act. And that act would require service providers to adopt technology that verifies that incoming calls are legitimate before they reach consumers' phones. It also allows the Federal Communications Commission to fine telemarketers up to $10,000 per prohibited call. And then finally, but also importantly, the legislation also directs federal consumer protection and law enforcement agencies to work alongside state attorneys general to find ways to combat the calls and prosecute individuals or groups making them.
Okay, so one, yay acronyms.
Yes, that's right.
So we can go with TRACED Act rather than that whole long Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act. That's just too long. For radio especially, I get like 30 seconds. Second, those numbers are stunning. 48 billion with a B. Illegal robocalls received last year, and I presume that's in the United States alone.
That's right.
Just stunning. So what, I mean, does the technology to detect whether a call is legit or not actually exist at this point? And is this something that the telephone companies just aren't doing, or is this a directive to develop that technology and get it in place ASAP?
Yes, actually, the technology already exists. And in fact, many of the attorneys general, including General Hunter, who signed this most recent letter, had also recently recommended to the FCC that it explore ways to encourage all domestic and international voice providers to implement a particular call authentication framework that's known as STIR-SHAKEN. And that is exists today, and this act, we are pleased to see, would now require its implementation.
So this letter was sent by General Hunter, and as you mentioned, 53 other attorneys general. So that's pretty much every state and territory, I think, in the U.S. Like, we're unanimous on this one.
Yes.
This was sent to the United States Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation, urging action on federal legislation. Where are we at? Is the bill existent? Is it in this committee? And do we have any hope that it's going to reach the floor anytime soon?
Well, that's a great question, and we are certainly monitoring that. It's bipartisan legislation that appears to have widespread support, so we are optimistic about its chances for passage.
Has General Hunter or yourself had any dialogue with our congressional delegation from Oklahoma, specifically Senators Lankford and Inhofe, since this is apparently a Senate bill? Have we gotten any feedback from our elected leaders on their thoughts?
Well, we just recently signed this letter, and I'm quite sure that we will be working in partnership with our federal legislators to try to see this cross the finish line. Certainly, General Hunter believes in partnerships between the states and the federal agencies, and to that end, works regularly with our team in Washington to try to combat this growing problem.
And Dara, you mentioned that like half of the complaint calls received by the U.S. or by the Oklahoma Attorney General's office last year involved scam calls and scam robocalls. Investigatively, how easy is it to track down the bad guys making these calls? I would think that would be difficult at best.
It really is. It's so easy for scammers to really flood calls out with very minimal effort these days. The software and technology exist for the scammers, and we are just delighted that now this act will require the implementation of the authentication framework of technology to combat what has otherwise just been a one-sided effort. So, it's absent the implementation of the authentication technology, it is a very, very difficult thing for us to fight. But we are certainly in the trenches every day trying to protect Oklahomans from these fraudsters.
Because unfortunately, not only can they make massive amounts of calls in no time at all, but they can easily spoof their phone numbers, hide their identities. They could be calling from Nigeria. They could be calling from Broken Arrow. And it's just about impossible to tell the difference based on, caller ID. I mean,
oh, that's right. And these days, many times what the spoofers will do that you've mentioned is make the call appear on caller ID as though it's from your local area code. So folks will answer the call believing it to be, perhaps a neighbor or a local business. And in fact, it's, as you've mentioned, perhaps a call from a very distant location. So this act finally gives us, I think, a real opportunity to make headway in this massive problem.
Deputy Attorney General Dara Derryberry. There's a new entertainment center opening in April. Tracy Hoey with Synergy explains the games and entertainment we will find there and talks about the need for new employees.
Synergy is a company that builds, movie theaters, but they're not just movie theaters. There's a lot more to it.
More entertainment centers.
Entertainment centers. That's a good way to put it. And we'll get into all that in a second. But first, tell me, what's your position with Synergy or what's your title? How should I refer to you in my stories?
I am the director of marketing and sales.
All right. So you've got as I mentioned before the call, you've got the kind of the 10,000 foot view on everything the company's doing. And so let's start by telling people what you mean by entertainment center. What kind of stuff happens at a Synergy place? And this one is being built, I believe, around 68th and Memorial here in Tulsa.
Yes. It's kind of a social playground is what we like to refer to it as, in the sense that it's got a little bit of everything entertainment-wise. We've got movies. This location in particular is going to have not only a huge game floor with video games and interactive games, we also have a virtual reality game. an XD4D thrill ride. It's called a dark ride. We're going to have 5 escape rooms. And then we also have the 8 auditoriums with full service wait staff. So you'll have a call button on your luxury heated recliner seat. And you'll have wait staff come and take your order, food and beverage, full service bar, and delivered right to your seat.
Okay. My initial thought is, whoa, virtual reality stuff sounds fun. I'm interested in the dark ride. I don't know what that means, so I'll have you explain that. And I'm also not totally clear on what an escape room is. So maybe you could go into just a little more detail on some of those things.
Sure. Well, our thrill ride or our dark ride 4D, it's basically you have 3D glasses, so you're watching the game, you have a gun, you're shooting, and you're in a chair that's moving, so you're basically in the ride itself. You're in the game.
Feels like you're flying, basically.
A little bit of everything, yes. And you'll feel when it looks like you're diving down or you're shooting something and the seat vibrates. So you've got a lot going on, but it's a lot of fun. I believe this location, their ride is an 8-passenger. And so we get a lot of groups coming and do it together, parties, birthday parties, team building events, stuff like that. And there'll be, I think, 6 to 8 different games to pick from, the shooting games that you play.
That sounds awesome. I'm looking forward to that. Go ahead.
We also have Hollowgate, which is another virtual reality game where you've got a headset, a vest, and a gun, and you're in an arena, and you're tethered. Your headset's tethered, so you've got, it looks like basically 4 cubes that you stand in, and you're playing all together in a game as well, but you're standing. It's not a seated game where you're moving around. That's our Hollowgate virtual reality game. And then our escape rooms are rooms where you have to solve puzzles. You have an hour. You go in with whether it's just 1 or 2 of you, or I think the rooms hold up to 8 people. And you're given clues from your game master. You're trying to solve a problem or a puzzle. Once you get in there, there will be multiple puzzles. There could be multiple chambers. So once you think you're in one room, you actually have a hidden secret door to go to another room. And you have an hour to try to solve all the puzzles to get out.
And do I get a fabulous prize if I get out, or do I just get to go home? What's the...
You get to say you've escaped.
Okay.
But it's a lot of people that are really into escape rooms. You know, they seek out the hardest ones or the ones they haven't done yet. And so I know there's already a few escape rooms in the Tulsa market, but we're really hoping to bring some new... The company we're using to help build them, it's called Thrill Builders. They actually did some, they come from the movies and did movie sets and things like that. So you'll see some really cool visual elements in the escape rooms.
Wow. All right. So on top of all that, there's good old fashioned movie theaters, except these are not old fashioned. These are like state of the art. And you said like full service, I hit a button and people come bring me my snacks and my drinks and stuff.
You have a call service button for your waiter, so they'll be able to take we'll have everything from tacos, burgers, sandwiches, salads, nachos. We have some fun stuff like funnel cake fries, and some fried pickles. We've got a ton, a huge menu to pick from, and your order will be taken at your seat in the auditorium and delivered to your seat. Same thing if you're sitting in the bar. We'll have a sports bar area, and I don't think I mentioned this already, but we also have 14 lanes of upscale bowling. So if you're on the bowling lane too, we'll have order commanders where you can order at your seat there on our little tablet in your booth, or you'll have, I think on the weekends or stuff, we might have some wait staff there on the lanes as well in the bar area.
Well, that's pretty cool. Oh, is there like a little table or something to eat on? Because I'm picturing myself eating nachos, sitting in a seat and making a mess because I always spill the nachos.
There will be plenty of seating on the. There'll be some seats and high top tables on the game floor. We'll have an area around the bar. We have a big projector in the bar area playing sporting events, and then, like I said, the bowling lanes will have the huge projectors as well with events and videos playing on the lanes. But we'll have nice booths and tables for you to eat at as well.
Well, that sounds fun. Okay, I'm definitely intrigued by some of the escape rooms and the dark ride. That sounds very cool. VR is definitely a coming thing. But I'm an old guy. I also like my old-fashioned entertainment. Do you have pool tables as well as bowling?
We don't have pool tables at this location. Just bowling. We have some party rooms that are glassed in party rooms that are private to the six bowling lanes that will be private to that area. So you could, if you want to rent it out for a birthday party or corporate event, we'll have that space available with your own private bowling lanes. And one thing that we're adding to this location that's going to be new, only one other location is getting it right now, our Amarillo, is it's called Hyper Bowl. And we're converting some of the bowling lanes, I believe it's six of them, with Hyper Bowl, which is an interactive bowling game. It's really hard to describe. It's something you really have to play, but it's kind of like the Top Golf of bowling.
The Top Golf?
Of bowling.
Of bowling.
And I don't know if you guys actually have Top Golf in Tulsa.
We might. There's a place called Flying Tee that might, it sounds like virtual golfing. So it's virtual bowling, sort of.
Well, it's where the lanes light up, the bumpers come out, and there's different games that incorporate you trying to actually hit the bumper when they light up. It's something we're going to have on our website. It's really cool, but we're finding it tracking really well with the millennials, and it's kind of a future game of bowling.
As if bowling itself wasn't hard enough, we've decided
we
to add.
Keep it. Yeah, we have. Well, we have to keep up with the trends and do some fun, but not all of the lanes will be like
right,
that.
Right, right. You'll have both.
I think it's 4 or 6, yeah.
I gotcha. Okay, well, that's pretty cool. So this company, Synergy, has several of these entertainment centers, but pretty much in Texas, right? I think the headquarters are in... I'm sorry?
This is our first one outside of Texas.
Right.
They've all been in Texas.
So how did you come to choose Tulsa? I'm kind of interested in that.
I'm not sure. That would be a Jeff Benson question. He's the Benson families are the owners, Jeff and Jamie, and I'm not sure exactly what led him to Tulsa. I know he had come out here and had several meetings.
Probably just because it's the coolest city ever. That's probably has a lot.
I will say it's pretty. I just went for my first time and it's pretty awesome.
It's not what people expect.
Not at all. It's not what I expected at all.
A lot greener, a lot more water. And a thriving arts scene. And now we've got a gathering place, which is a huge draw. So, you know, we're growing, and this is an interesting part of town where you're going is like the retail corridor of Tulsa and in some ways the entertainment corridor. So it's a cool location. And you told me that you have plans to open roughly when?
We're going to open in April. I'm going to say early April.
Okay. And that means you're no doubt hiring, looking for folks to come work.
Yeah.
So just another aspect of the story. Tell us a little bit about that, the types of jobs that are available. How many folks are you going to need, and how would they get involved? How would they apply?
We have a hiring trailer on site right now. So you can stop by the trailer and get an application. I'll meet with the manager. You can also go online to synergy.com and look for jobs available. But basically, we're hiring over 200 employees between wait staff, game room attendants, escape room attendants, party hosts, to management, to game techs, bowling tech. We have a lot of employees to hire. A lot of slots to fill.
That's also good news for our economy. We like to hear when jobs come to town. All right. So it's Synergy, CINERGY.com. If you want to see some of the photos and learn more about the company, maybe put in a job application. That's one way to do it. And then you said that there's an on-site hiring trailer. So there is a person or people on the ground right now who can take applications, potentially give interviews, and give you an idea of what kind of jobs are available, yes?
Yes. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., we'll have somebody at the job site in the trailer doing interviews. Same thing on Sunday from noon to 7.
Tracy Hoey, spokesperson for Synergy, opening in April at 68th and Memorial. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interviews. This is Oklahoma Perspective. For Cox Media Group, I'm Bert Williams.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.